Just before we get into our show today, we wanted to take a moment and talk about our sponsor. We really appreciate Real HR, a Higginbotham company, being our sponsor once again for today's show. Today's show is episode 13, an interview that I have with Alicia Anderson. And I'm speechless after just having this interview with her, trying to be able to gather my words together. So I think you're really going to, not think, I know you're going to absolutely enjoy this session. So many key phrases that she mentioned, one that just resonated so much with me, and you're going to hear it for yourself. The key to inclusion is equal opportunity in life. The key to inclusion is equal opportunity in life. And so we're going to dive into how diversity and inclusion is not just some PR check the box item, but really you're going to hear her take on what it takes to make that part of your corporate culture. So let's get into our show for today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 13 of Juval Hub. Juval Hub is your property management podcast to help you with self-education. And I am so excited today to have with me Alicia Anderson. Alicia is on a mission to motivate and invoke change through the power of a diversity and inclusion. So just chew on that sentence just for a minute. So we're really looking forward to her thoughts. And so I got some great questions for her. She is an accomplished motivational speaker. And she's the vice president of sales at Knock, an online marketing and sales management solution for multifamily rental properties. So we're going to talk about living inclusion in a diverse world. So just think about that topic for a minute, living inclusion in a diverse world. So Alicia, welcome to the show. So glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Jonathan. I'm super excited. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah.
And no, hello to your audience.
Yeah. No, I think our audience is just going to love this. So just you and I had some time before the show to kind of go over and prepare what we're going to chat about today. And what a timely topic. And I know you're going to get into who you are and what you do. So I'm not going to steal any of that. But just in the atmosphere of where we are at today, diversity, inclusion, and your unique perspective on both of those. So my first question for you. So like what, you know, your bio, we're going to talk about your website. You decided you want to be a motivational speaker. You decided you wanted to be an educator. What facilitated that? What brought that about?
Good question. A lifelong of experience, honestly, but over time I have realized that I'm a bridge. I'm a bridge to share to people that might be interested or curious about how it might be to live a life like mine. I was born with my disability and I've lived my life from a wheelchair, and the majority of my life has been public. I have lived my life on a virtual stage and people are always watching me. It's the random audience of, you know, that's captivated by normal navigation of day to day, whether I'm pumping gas in my car or shopping at the store or a multitude of just mundane activities. And when I was young, I hated it. It stressed me out that people were watching me. I was full of anxiety. But I know that when people are watching me, they're learning. And over time, I've accepted that it's a responsibility. It's a huge responsibility and an honor of mine in my lifetime to share potential of possibility. And so if I don't do it, who will? Right. There's not a whole lot of people that are speaking that look like me. And I feel like just by living my everyday life, I instill, I show people the value that everybody brings to the table. And I do that through my speaking. And I amplify it through my message And I just want to open doors and widen doors, frankly, for people that follow me. I have a great life. Like, I'm happy. But, you know, this is all about past for me, present and future. And when you really dive into my story, the timing is pretty poignant and it leads up to where I am today. And, you know, I was born on the cusp of segregation of people with disabilities to inclusion. And there were people that fought for me to have a chance. And it's my duty to sort of pay that forward in my life path. And so I just, you know, really want to try to highlight how we all can have a mark in this world. And I'm just kind of compelled to share my story and broaden the lens of possibility and show that inclusion can work. And, you know, you mentioned I'm the VP of sales at Knock. It's a multifamily tech platform that helps leasing agents connect renters with property managers and understand how their business is performing. And I'm proud to be a part of an incredible team of innovators and an industry that's focused on diversity and celebrates it. And through employment and, you know, moving up the ladder in my profession, I have been one of the top performers. I am looked at as an advisor. I am endeared by my clients and realizing and understanding their needs in a comprehensive way has been an achievement. And yet there's so many achievements that are salted with adversity along the way that people don't realize that you sort of have to overcome, that I've had to overcome to achieve the things that I have. And it's things like, things that we don't like to talk about, you know, overcoming major medical issues, marginalization, discrimination, exclusion, like all these things we need to sort of tackle head on and understand that they're the hard things in life that you need to overcome, but they're the things in our experiences that make life so rich and interesting. And adaptability is key in overcoming all this stuff. So yeah, I'm just on a mission, like you said, to inspire people to feel limitless in tackling these things and finding their fullest potential and knowing that it's possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is so awesome. So much stuff resonated with me there, Alicia. It's like, you know, often, no matter who we are, when we have certain challenges or insecurities, often it's like you want to not have the spotlight on you, or you want to try and hide it in some way. But your approach, I'm sure, like you, like I've already gotten to know you, has made you who you are, what you are, how you are to your company, to your family, to your team, and is a great voice in a world where, and I know we're going to get into this in just a minute, where people don't want to talk about those things. They're afraid to talk about those things. And there's no reason for it. There is no reason for it. And so what a testimony to, you know, being able to bring issues and not being afraid to have that conversation with people. So that's beautiful. So like in the title, like what you and I kind of came up with, and it's, we hear it a lot today, inclusion. You know, it seems to be like a buzzword right now, but it's nothing new. Like, what do you think about that? Like people using that word, what's your history with that expression? Any comments or thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Inclusion has been a part of my life since day one. That is for sure. I was born an identical twin, one able-bodied, one with a disability. So we've been chasing after this idea of inclusion since literally we were born. Mm-hmm. Is it new? Absolutely not. No way. It's just starting to be recognized. And I think inclusion was probably born in the 60s during the civil rights movement. 56 years later, we're struggling with what it means still. We're struggling with who belongs in those categories. And you're right, there's buzzwords, inclusion, diversity, bias, allyship, belonging, equity, like they go on and on and on. Yeah. And there's so many concepts around this theory today, and they're all important, but they're definitely buzzy. And we're seeing companies and universities and you know, implementing programs and departments and job roles like VP of diversity and belonging. Are you kidding? Like, I can't even believe that's happening. And it's exciting. But are we checking off a box, or do we understand what we're actually trying to accomplish here? Mm-hmm. And so inclusion, I think it's important to understand what it is. It's an act. It's the state of being included. It's the relationship between two groups where both are members of each. And inclusion is closely related to diversity, but they're muddied together a lot as one thing. And I think it's important to understand that diversity is who we are. It focuses on what makes us different and unique. It's what makes the world go around. It's what makes it interesting. But inclusion is the deliberate act of including. It's an action. Diversity is who we are, and inclusion is a deliberate action that we take. And inclusion is born out of inequity. It's when we start to realize that things are not fair, that they're not right, that we can specifically see clearly that people in specific groups that might be marginalized are not being included because of their difference. And so I think inclusion successfully is achieving environments where people are treated fairly and have equal access to opportunities, have equal access to life. And inclusion is a global concept. It's relatable by so many different layers. Like in my talks and in my messaging, how can I relate it? I relate it to disability because that's my life. Like that's what I've lived in. I relate it to mobility and varying abilities and disability, however you want to name it or call it, and how I fit in with all of that in the world. But inclusion overlaps for every group. I mean, it's really something that's for all of us. And so the world that we live in today is propelled by technology and the feeling that anything is possible at our fingertips, and it magnifies these inequities that it's forcing us to take a hard look. Like it's visible. Who are we? Mm-hmm. You know, where have we come? What do we have? How did we get there? And in the way, like on that path, how are we treating people? Who are we bringing along with us? And so I just think the key to inclusion is equal access to life. And we're finally understanding professionally and in life that it brings interesting things, creativity and forward thinking and innovation and well-rounded insight and broadens perspectives. And I don't know, all along that road, we're just starting to understand it. We're starting to chip away at it. We're starting to care. Our hearts are starting to become warm to it. And I'm excited to be a part of this movement because disability is left out of the story a lot of the time. And it's a huge part of the story because any of us can be in my situation for a day, a week, a year, forever as we're aging. It doesn't discriminate color, race, gender, any of it. And so, you know, I want to sit at the table of realization of how important this stuff is for everybody, including me.
Yeah. You said something a moment ago. It bears repeating. I want to make sure. It's a quotable quote. So the key to inclusion is equal opportunity to life. Is that what you said? Yes.
Yes, in life.
Okay. The key to inclusion is equal opportunity in life. So I just, that had
to be. And that's with life, work, family, love, yeah. All of it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing, you know. And the other thing I wrote down too, Alicia, like, and I resonated with it, because when you and I were talking about the show and getting ready and going over some of the material, you know, in the industry that we're in, you would think that's not a big problem, because in property management, that's what we're trained for. This we're trained for. The Fair Housing Act and the American Disabilities Act. And yet it's still a challenge, like you mentioned, like decades later. And two, And to be fair, I mean, obviously we have new generations of people that are coming into the workplace that have never been exposed to it. So it's not something that we know new employees are just going to inherit. As a matter of fact, in your situation, you're a pioneer. You're teaching ones who may have never been exposed to this topic before. And so for property management leaders, they can't expect that because this topic has been around for so many years that their new employees are just going to organically understand the culture behind it, that it's not just PR, it's not just a policy. Here is our policy. We don't want to have any PR, so we do this. No, diversity and inclusion, this is our culture. This is the way of life. So fantastic. That was amazing. So it leads to, I was looking at your different speaking sessions, and I know you touch on a lot of this in your sessions that you have, for organizations. So if you can just kind of give us a soundbite, what do you tell leaders? Like, what is your message when it comes to helping them communicate what you just said? What does that look like? What is the process for a leader to be able to address, take point in some aspects and communicate that to their team? What are your thoughts?
I mean, communication is the key word. There's no magic recipe for this stuff other than communicating. And I think from a leader's perspective, taking a hard assessment of themselves, just like I said, like we need to take a hard look. They need to take a hard look at who they are, what they believe, how they got it, how, and most importantly, how they're going to project those feelings onto their team. They need to lead by example, believe what they're saying, not just check off a box, but why are we implementing these things and why do we care about it? Mm-hmm. And shift goals to include everyone in processes and maybe move away from the end justifies the means and realize that if we don't include everyone in the process, that we might not truly be reaching all of our ultimate goals. And this may not be done tomorrow. It may take a lot of time, but the key factor is that everybody needs to have a seat at the table, and we need to be able to get the thoughts, like get feedback from everyone and ideas and open up possibility and possibly changing our end goals so we are including everyone and have that broader lens that we're looking, forward. And leaders need to understand that inclusion is hard work. It is hard for you. It's hard for me. It's collective. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable. It's ongoing. It's effort. It takes teamwork. It takes collaboration. It takes adaptability. It takes being willing to relearn the things that we have been taught from the people before us, that maybe we need to open up our perspectives a little bit more. And how do we do this? Like, we start talking about it. We need to remove fear. Like, we need to, fear has been stopping the progression of inclusion in companies and in society forever, because right, we're afraid that we're going to say the wrong thing. And that's just the reality. So we need to be willing to make mistakes with our words and with our actions in the process. We're never going to be an expert on somebody else. We need to be willing to ask bold questions. We need to be willing to ask hard questions, even though we might have a slip up. And on the vice versa of that, like, whoever's receiving that needs to receive it. And like, be honest with their answers and be willing to forgive if mistakes are made, because that's how we are learning. And communication is key. It's like a dance. It takes two. it takes trust. It takes vulnerability. It takes practice. It takes a lot of work, and it becomes a habit eventually, and we can execute it naturally. So over time, this breaks down these buzzwords, bias and stigma and stereotypes, whether they're conscious or not, and there's scenarios in both that drive our decisions, that are making our decisions into what we're deciding to do for tomorrow. And so, yeah, the blocker on inclusion, like, we need to just allow the conversation to happen organically without worrying about judgment and really eliminating fear.
Yeah.
And it opens up tomorrow. It opens up for a better tomorrow and a more inclusive, you know, society, workplace, world, whatever we're talking about.
Exactly. Exactly. I like how you put it in the, from a, you know, from an educator standpoint. Like, for instance, it's like a training director who may be listening to this. It's like, well, what do? They check the box. Okay. We did our sales training. We did our customer service training. We did our OSHA safety. Check, check, check. And we can easily get into that mode. And, but this is a topic that's not one, is definitely not a check the box. You know, it's, you know, it's just kind of like a B part to the question. It's, and I think I might be answering it, but I would love your feedback on it. So if it's not a checkbox item, that means therefore it's not just an annual course or an annual, you know, subject at the leadership conference. And creating an inclusive, diverse corporate culture is a daily thing, right? Is that a, am I
it's absolutely a daily thing. It's been a lifelong thing. It is constantly changing and growing as we understand and learn, and it becomes more natural. And diversity, there's never going to be a turnkey solution completely. There's going to be the manuals that you buy, but there's a humanity aspect of this that we all understand in our own way from our own life experiences from the past, moving into the future. And we're only can progress again as we're having communication that is always going to be different.
Right.
It's not turnkey. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess my takeaway, Alicia, from this, or one of many, you know, so I'm pretending for a moment, again, we'll put myself into the seat of those who are listening, and I've never brought this up to my team. I don't have a communication strategy for that as of today, but I'm listening to this show and now I know I need to have one. But the onus is on me. It's on me to understand that bigger picture, to understand the components of it. And again, not have that mindset of, okay, we've talked about it. Now we can move on to, you know, go back to business as usual, go back to leasing apartments and so on. That's kind of like what I feel from this. For our listeners, you know, what are you going to do about it? Like, what are you going to do today? You finish listening to the show. We're going to send people to your website. What are you going to do about it, everyone? What is your next step to really understand what diversity, inclusion, and what it really, really means? You know, don't go away from this show. Oh, well, that was great. You know, take some steps and do something to create that culture within your organization. Now, that's just take a deep breath. So, I mean, amazing, Alicia. Like, go ahead. I think you got another thought. You have it on your face.
I think the first step to all of this is stripping away the invisibility piece that we get hung up on with diversity. Mm-hmm. And find your way to the person, find your way to your team, and figure out what makes them tick. I have this saying, like my dad always told me to do the best that I can with what I've been given and go for it with a smile. And like, that's my motto, but I've stripped it down a little bit where I want people to see me for me. Like, just find your way to the person, find your way to their heart, what makes them tick, what makes them like so unique to bring them into your organization, and acknowledge them for who they are, not what we think they might, can, or cannot do. We don't understand that until we've had the conversation. And we need to be, one person needs to be willing to try and the other person needs to be willing to share. And it's just as simple as that. And no one person can accomplish this on our own. And I just think it's important to frame inclusivity with, its basis is heart and love and respect. And what can we do for each other? How can we support our teams, enable pathways for people to grow, no matter their background or that what diversity they might be coming from. And the hardest part of all of this stuff is caring about the other person and putting forth the effort to find a solution, to talk about how we can include everyone, to talk about what makes each person tick and what makes them feel comfortable and supported, and to recognize that celebrating our differences as gifts, your team's differences as gifts, allows us to adapt and do change and to experience and see people for people and to see me for me. And we cannot let this stuff anymore, these biases, these stigmas, we cannot allow them to hold us back from allowing people to propel their careers, to move forward in life, because we believe something that just might not be true. And we need to just start listening. We need to start listening without judgments. We need to have open arms. We need to have genuine love and curiosity about another person. And it takes time and practice to sort of push away these stereotypes and stigmas that come along with, for sure, this road that I'm on. So yeah. I just challenge leaders to the collective work that it takes, the conversation that it takes, the boldness that it takes to remove this invisibility that I believe diversity that we focus on so much, and just find your way to the person. And we adapt in that process. We need to be adaptable and we need to communicate. It's just that simple.
Love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, man. This is just amazing. Beautiful, Alicia. Like, I'm so grateful to have you here on the show today. And there's just so many takeaways, so many quotable quotes, and I'm confident that everyone who listens to this is going to, you know, pick up that pen and paper, analyze everything that they're doing internally right now, and analyze, you know, we got to analyze ourselves. It starts with looking in the mirror. Look in the mirror. What are we doing today? And how are we treating people? Reach the heart. Boy, it's just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, My question to kind of close it out, always love to, get the quotable soundbite, so to speak, from all of my guests on the show. And you said a bunch. So if you have another one, this is going to be, you know, just icing on the cake. So I mean, there's so many little tips that I took notes on here. But what's your top? If you have a tip that has served you well as an educator, what is it? And you can repeat what you've already mentioned, but what is your go-to thought, quote, tip, something along that line?
I mean, I think it just goes back to my motto, which is you got to do the best that you can with what you've been given and smile. And we all have something that's hard. Mine is definitely more visible. And you know what? There's for sure some really hard parts that I have to deal with, but it makes life so beautiful, and you gotta go for it in life. You just have to do the best that you can. And that's all I'm trying to do. And, you know, if I can shed some light on this and open some doors for people that are going to follow me, I'm so happy. So that's really my goal.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, there you have it, friends. Alicia Anderson, motivational speaker, vice president of sales at NOC. So Alicia, I always, and for those listening, you know, these will be in the show, just tell us, you know, what's your website, your company website, you know, how can people connect with you after the show?
My website is aliciaanderson.com. That's Alicia with a Y. So A-L-Y-C-I-A, Anderson with an O. And there you can link to all of my social connections as well. And yeah, I'm just open to bringing the human aspect to this conversation in companies to really try to connect the dots a little bit more and yeah, have a seat at the table of conversation, make some change, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so everyone listening, make sure you check out her website. Make sure you check out NOC, also an amazing multifamily company, is doing a lot for our industry, especially with all of the challenges we're having with leasing in a virtual environment. So be sure to check out their website. Those will be in the show notes too. So thank you again, Alicia. Wonderful to have you on the show. Look forward to having you on a future episode. But until next time, thank you everyone for being here. This is episode 13. Of Juvo Hub, the podcast for property management and those who want to educate themselves. And our subject for today, living inclusion in a diverse world. So thank you everyone for being here. We'll see you next time. Thank you again, Alicia.
Thank you.